NPR's John Burnett continues our series of street musician sound portraits. From Jackson Square in New Orleans, we hear glass harper Peter Bennett.
It is water that gave New Orleans its reason to be, a port on the Mississippi. It is moisture that lends this city its moldering, seductive ambience. And on the streets of the French Quarter, it is water that will earn Peter Bennett his livelihood on this muggy evening.
This is a glass harmonica, 26 water-tuned goblets forming a chromatically tuned instrument that spans two octaves. And the first thing that I've got to do as I set it up is get roughly the requisite amount of water in each of the glasses.
To tune his musical vessels, he uses a turkey baster, removing water to raise the pitch, squirting in water to lower the sound.
Whoa!
By now, several tourists with plastic cups of beer have stopped to watch this animated man with the white beard and ponytail fill his water goblets. Every evening, when he's not on the buskers' circuit in Key West, Harvard Square, or Venice Beach, Peter Bennett is here in Jackson Square, competing for spare change with tarot card readers, caricaturists, the mime, the human statue, brass jazz bands, and the man who rides a unicycle and spins basketballs.
Wow, thank you, sir. Oh, lovely.
Thank you, folks. Bless you.
Beautiful.
In order to fill his one empty goblet with dollar bills, Bennett has had to learn a diverse repertoire.
Something he's original, that says. What fight song, ma'am?
Ohio State fight song.
Ohio State fight song. No. What is it?
If the sound made by rubbing the fingers on the rims of glasses seems like a barroom trick, consider that musical glasses have been played for centuries. Mozart even composed an adagio for the glass instrument. Today, there are about 40 serious glass musicians in the world, among them Peter Bennett. A tour guide, dressed like a pirate, strides past with a clutch of sweating tourists in tow.
There's the glass harmonica, man. You'd be amazed at the range of tunes and notes that he can get with simple glasses of water.
Bennett came late in life to glass music, as he calls it, after a career that included computer consulting and being a city clerk in central New York State. He says his wife kicked him out of the house and he decided not to return to the 9-to-5 world. He assembled his instrument from common glassware, taught himself to play, and he's been holding forth here on the plaza before St. Louis Cathedral for 12 years.
So you don't get tired of this night after night?
Oh, no.
Really?
Not at all. It is such a joy to come out here and get people laughing and get people smiling and showing kids how it works. I have on my website a lesson plan on how a kid can build and play a glass instrument for a science fair or for to show their fellow students. That I think probably gives me greater satisfaction than anything else I do.
As night settles in and the air cools, a few churchgoers straggle out of evening mass, the tarot card readers fold their tables, a young couple dressed in black kisses passionately on a park bench while some visiting Baptist youth watch intently, and another group of tourists wanders up to the smiling, bearded man with his table full of glasses. John Burnett, NPR News.
It is a glass harmonica, folks. 26 water-tuned goblets forming a chromatically tuned instrument.
There's more of Bennett's music and links to the other buskers we've profiled this summer at npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.